get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo, it's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo. That's the ball game today.
Yeah, the Chicago Cubs are on the air. Remember when the WGN Radio Cubs broadcast started that way with that jingle for so many years? Well, one of the great voices of summer now, and it's a soundtrack on Marquee all year, Jim Deshaies, J.D. and Boog Shambi, so enjoyable. And now, J.D., you have to be just a spectator. That must be a little weird, huh?
Well, yeah, it's the one real drawback of our job is that when the postseason rolls around, there's no more local television, so we just have to kind of hang out and become fans.
Are you going to go? Are you going to watch it on ABC? What's your plan?
Today I will be on the couch. Tomorrow I will probably be at the ballpark.
Well, you know what? It's going to be fun, and it's always electric at Wrigley Field when you get something like this. It's been, what, 5 years since the last playoff game here?
That's right, and that was 2020, and no fans were allowed in, so it was kind of obviously a very strange situation. So, yeah, for the first time in a good while, Wrigley will be rocking with postseason baseball. It's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully they have a good long ride.
J.D., what's Matthew Boyd thinking right now going through his head? I know he's got a lot of emotions. He was talking about his grandfather yesterday, and this is a big assignment, obviously, with game one of a big playoff series.
Yeah, I think you try to talk yourself into it's just another game. You know, you prepare like it's a regular season game. You try to eliminate all the noise that comes along with the postseason. I think it's impossible to do that completely. But he's been around a while, and he had postseason experience last year with Cleveland and pitched very well in the postseason with Cleveland. You know, how much that means, I don't know. But, you know, he's got to be awfully jacked up, I'll say that much.
Yeah, obviously he's hoping for a little resurgence from the offense, which you got to see a little bit of there toward the end of the regular season. How encouraging was that to see Saya get going again, and also Pete Crow Armstrong?
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, Pete had been scuffling for a while, and the quality of contact over the last week or 10 days seemed to get better. You know, and maybe that 30-30, getting that 30th home run, was kind of eating at him a little bit, so he was able to kind of check that box and put that behind him. And Suzuki, yeah, he just went nuts there the final few games of the season. And I think that's, I mean, it's hard to project, right, because the guy had a handful of good games. What does that mean going into the postseason? But it has to help his confidence. And I think he's a guy that, you know, when he's struggling, I think it really eats at him, maybe more so than others. So I think it's a very good sign to see him put together some good at-bats at the end of the year.
I know, J.D., you spent a little time with the Padres back in 92, so under your Cubs shirt, you're not wearing a San Diego shirt, are you?
No, the statute of limitations on my loyalty to the Padres expired a long while ago.
Here's my baseball question for you today. Why put Bush in the leadoff spot for a guy who hits so many home runs? Why do that?
Yeah, I think Craig Counsell's thinking, and I think a lot of managers in the modern game, they just try to put their best hitters at the top of the order, whether it's batting first, second, third, because those guys are going to get the most at-bats. So I think that's probably the primary reason for it. He does it against righties, against lefties. Nico will bat leadoff. For the longest time this year, Ian Happ was in the leadoff spot, and our lineups was struggling for a while, and Craig decided to shake it up. Bushy's tough. Like, when I think about it from a pitcher's perspective, I never liked facing guys that could hit the ball out of the ballpark to start the game. You're trying to, you know, especially on the road, you're on a mound that you haven't spent a lot of time on. You're trying to get acclimated out there. If it's a little, you know, slap hitter up there and you make a mistake, maybe it's a single the other way. If it's a guy like Michael Bush and you make a mistake, he can hit it out of the ballpark, and he's done that. He's hit a number of home runs batting leadoff. He's jumped on that first pitch a number of times to do damage. So I think that's the rationale.
Not that anybody hit the ball out of the ballpark when you were pitching, of course.
Routinely, as a matter of fact.
and my vote for Cubs MVP is Nico Hoerner. What do you think?
Well, he certainly would be in the conversation. You know, I'd probably lean PCA. But Benico's had an outstanding year. Finished, what, second to Trey Turner in batting average. Played great defense. I can't imagine him not winning the Gold Glove at second base this year. He posts every day. He's out there every day. Great base runner, smart, heady player. I won't dispute you. Go ahead, vote for Nico. I'll support that.
JD, the old cliche in the playoffs is that it comes down to pitching and defense more so than anything. Maybe that's because the weather used to be colder around here in October. Does that still hold water?
I think it comes down to who hits the ball out of the ballpark. You look at the regular season, if the team that out-homers the other team wins a high percentage of the time, and it's even higher in the postseason. I think generally in playoff baseball, you run into really good pitching, and it's hard to string a bunch of hits together against really good pitching. So if somebody can click one with a couple guys on base, that can become the difference maker. This Padre team in particular, what makes me nervous, and you're fully aware of it, is their bullpen. Their bullpen is really good. They have the ability to shorten the game. So it would be a really good idea to get the jump and have a lead as you head into the sixth inning.
Wind out of the northeast at about 10 miles an hour this afternoon, so it'll be blowing in a little bit. We'll see what happens. It's Jim Deshaies covering the Cubs from his couch this afternoon. Well, let's hope we get it done in two, huh?
Let's do it. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go. Let's go on a good long run here.
Well, it'll be fun watching it on ABC. But we will miss you and Boog. I will say that it's been a great summer for you guys.
Maybe I'll just pop up a live stream and start it. If anybody wants to check in,
I will from my couch. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate your time this morning. Have a good one.
Sure. Yeah, great to be with you guys.